Avril Lavigne was just 4 years old when the Smashing Pumpkins formed in 1988. The Smashing Pumpkins went on to become one of the biggest alternative rock success stories of the 1990s. Now, Billy Corgan, the lead singer, is back with one of his original bandmates. Today, they're releasing the first new Pumpkins album in 7 years. The disc is called Zeitgeist. Here is music writer Christian Bordahl.
The Smashing Pumpkins broke up in 2000. But in June of 2005, Billy Corgan took out a full-page ad in the Chicago Tribune that said, "I have made plans to renew and revive the Smashing Pumpkins. I want my band back and my songs and my dreams." While only drummer Jimmy Chamberlain actually joined in on the new album being released and the ensuing tour, but as the ad suggests, the Pumpkins were always mostly about Corgan, the band's lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist. It's his nasal, keening voice and his clouds of overdubbed, distorted guitars that most identify the band's sound. And on the new record, those elements are back in spades. Heavy, distorted guitars helped classify the Smashing Pumpkins as an alt-rock band at the right time in the early 90s. But in fact, the precision and bombast of the Pumpkins always borrowed a good deal from progressive rock and heavy metal, along with nods to goth rock and 80s synth rock and shoegazers. Pumpkins never had the indie rock cred of alt-rock rivals Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and to underscore that point, three slightly different versions of the new album Zeitgeist are being mass-marketed through Best Buy, Target, and iTunes. So if you want all the band's new songs, you'll have to hit two big boxes and the web, but you can skip your local indie record store. Zeitgeist. It's a German term that refers to encapsulating the important qualities of the time. The blood-red album cover depicting a slowly drowning Statue of Liberty shows us, I suppose, how Corgan would define the current zeitgeist. Well, the few lyrics you'll be able to make out above the guitar drone include vague references to the apocalypse and doomsday and revolution and the need for love. Then again, Corgan's songs have always been grandiose but unspecific, like the wash of distorted guitars that powers them. Don't get me wrong, there's definitely still commercial pop power in some of these big arena rock choruses, and Corgan's low-key vocal delivery plays nicely off the hard rock arrangements. So while this latest incarnation of the band may not include all the original members, if you were a Smashing Pumpkins fan 10-plus years ago, and it still holds a place in your heart, this new album should definitely be added to your collection. But if they never did much for you in the first place, or you feel like you've moved on, there's nothing much new here to change your mind.
The new Smashing Pumpkins CD, it's called Zeitgeist. It's out today. You can hear full-length cuts from the album at npr.org. Independent music journalist Christian Bordahl is based in Los Angeles.